So here we are in California. I'm sure you've heard that we have no money. We are flat broke. We have no money. There's probably more cash in this room right now than the whole state has to work with. We're in trouble. We have no money. They're trying to come up with different ways to raise money for California. One of the ways they're talking about doing this is legalizing marijuana. I don't know if you heard. I'm sure you have. Yeah. Friend told me that, and I was like, marijuana is illegal in California? Nah, get out of here. If it is, they should make a TV commercial and get the word out, because I don't think anyone knows. Everywhere I go, everybody's high. That's probably why we're broke. Everybody's too high. We're not getting any shit done. Everybody's high. Everybody's high out here. People you don't expect to be high are high. Like, I got pulled over by a high cop about 2 weeks ago. I'm not kidding. He was high, too. He came to my door. He's like, excuse me, sir. Do you know why I pulled you over, sir? I'm like, no, officer, I don't. I was running on myself. He was like, shit. Well, you look kind of suspicious, sir. Now that I have you stopped here, I think I'm going to need to check your car for snacks. Me and my lady friend, we just moved to a new apartment complex. One of the reasons we picked this particular apartment complex was because of the 24-hour surveillance security. We like to feel safe. It's a dangerous city. Then we moved in, we saw it made up to 24-hour surveillance security. It's two guys working 12-hour shifts apiece. Not one weapon between the two of them. Nothing. Nothing. Not taser, not a pepper spray, not even a belt in case some kids get unruly at the pool this summer. Nothing. And one of these guys weighs 600 pounds, at least 600 pounds. That's a conservative estimate. I'm sorry, I don't feel very safe with a guy guarding me at night that I can hear breathing from my third floor apartment. I don't know what he's going to catch. What's he going to catch if it tries to break in? Physically, think about that. What is he actually going to be able to catch unless it breaks? Unless type 2 diabetes tries to break into my apartment complex. Big trouble. At our pool, at our swimming pool at the apartment complex, we have life-saving instructions on the wall instead of a person who's been through some sort of class and knows how to deal with an emergency situation. We got some words up on the wall. I don't know how they expect that to go down in an emergency. They're like, Brandon, Steve's down, he's not breathing. What the hell are we going to do? Got around, we're going to read this wall. That's what we're going to do. Let's see here. Ooh, look at number 4. It says he shouldn't have been running in the first place. That's Steve's fault. Look at number 9. It says we got to put our mouth on his mouth and blow. Looks like Steve is going to die. We lived in this apartment for 4 hours, right? We lived there for 4 hours, and this lady came up. She banged on the door. She goes, excuse me, I live right below you guys, and I can hear you walking around. I'm sorry. I don't really know what to tell you, but that's only the way I know how to get from one room to the other room. I mean, that's how I was taught. I mean, I could run. I don't think that's going to help with what you're pissed off about. 2 days later, she came up, she banged on the door again. We had this little miniature pincher, a little 10-pound dog, very hyper little dog, runs around all day. She came up, she banged on the door. She goes, excuse me, it is me from downstairs again, and I can hear your dog running around all day long. And I just snapped her. I was like, look, heifer bitch, look. You are going to hate living here. You're going to hate it. Because let me tell you, no one in this apartment knows how to hover. None of us know how to do that. And if we did know how to hover, we would live in this shithole apartment. Because me and my amazing floating family would be touring the country making millions of dollars right now. You would have known who I was when I moved in, because you'd see me on the news all the time. Come see Brandon Vesto and his amazing floating miniature pincher and lady friend. But you didn't, because that's not real. So take your old ass back downstairs before I end up on the news again.